female soldiers going into military combat is gaining attention, but is the feedback positive or negative?
And we'll also find out about the injury-plagued season of the UL Ragin' Cajun men's basketball team and their mission to bounce back as they proceed into the Sun Belt Conference tournament.
These stories and more up next on Louisiana Focus.
While some states are refusing money, Medicaid patients are losing their hospice benefits. Lillian Brown has the answer.
Since the end of 2012, local hospices have banded together to lobby against recent state budget cuts. And so far, Hospice of Acadiana has been lucky. It has been able to provide services to terminally ill patients in 9 parishes.
Hospice has come in since they brought me back from the hospital and basically helped me take care of my personal issues.
Brenda Fontenot of St. Landry Parish was diagnosed with breast cancer 11 years ago. Without hospice, she would not be able to find comfort in her own bed in the company of her family during this time. Marlene Farman, clinical nurse specialist and education coordinator of Hospice of Acadiana, says their mission will be served even if Louisiana continues to refuse money under the Affordable Care Act, which would expand Medicaid to include some people who are not eligible for benefits.
Our mission is to care for all patients who are eligible for hospice care regardless of their ability to pay. Patients who are Medicaid primary, who would perhaps lose their benefit, their hospice benefit, we would have to take care of them as indigent patients, meaning that they would have no source of income.
The average cost per patient is about $2,200. Medicaid hospice patients account for 7% of Louisiana's hospice admissions. Fondo is happy with the choice her family made by choosing Hospice of Acadiana.
I was too ill to choose for myself, so my family did, and they explained to me what was going on. And after Hospice of Acadiana came in with their personnel, I was pleased with what they were doing. So I'm still having them come in on a daily basis.
Most Medicaid patients in Louisiana will no longer receive hospice care as long as the state refuses the Medicaid expansion available under the Affordable Care Act. The Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals say the elimination of hospice care will mean millions of dollars in savings, but it also could mean the state ends up paying even more, with terminally ill patients forced to turn to local hospitals for help. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Lillian Brown. Last month, the ban that kept women from participating in military combat was lifted, leaving room for debate. Katie Mendoza has the details.
Last month's decision to open up ground combat positions to women in the military has been one of much debate. With recent polls showing more than 60% of Americans in favor, it seems this hot-button issue has been well-received. Susan McDowell, a local Air Force veteran of 24 years, has a different opinion.
I personally don't agree with it because all our hormones, we're all emotionally wired to be mothers and caring and compassionate. And every day they would have ceremonies for the dead that they brought, and they would put them on the aircraft. And it was just traumatic even for the men, but more so for the women.
Sergeant McDowell served as the public health program manager, where she performed the pre- and post-deployment screenings. She witnessed firsthand the negative effects that war had on soldiers, especially in females. While many are arguing that men are opposed for sexist reasons, Specialist Nicholas Corville of the Army National Guard believes it's an issue of sociology. Having recently returned from his third deployment overseas, he is all too familiar with what this change can do for an infantry unit. In fact, his main disagreement for this change in military is quite similar to that of Ms. McDowell.
I know, just from being a man, that it's hardwired in my nature to help a female. If a female's in trouble, especially if she's in danger, it's just a natural reaction to drop what you're doing and try to save her. And while that's all fine and good and stateside, in a combat situation, that can get you killed faster than a bullet can.
So what does this mean for the future? Well, many are focused on the benefits and career advancements for these women. Some see it as a further push for a better state of equality. And in another recent poll by the Washington Post, about half of the people who voted surprisingly think it will not make much difference at all. While both Susan and Nicholas can understand the boost in the careers of these women, they still both agree that overall these changes will bring a grim outcome.
I think they would actually lose it on the battlefield. And there's a select few that probably are really tough. I think you have to almost be antisocial to be a woman and not really fall to pieces when you see someone's kid being blown up.
For Louisiana Focus, I'm Katie Mendoza.
The UL men's basketball team has suffered from nagging injuries that have affected their record, but can they turn it around before the conference tournament? Jerry Reed has the story.
The squeaks and chatter of the court lets us know that it's time for hoops. The men's Raging Cajun basketball team is having a somewhat of a lackluster season with a 7-12 conference record. This has been an injury-plagued year for the Cajuns. Guards Kevin Brown and Donovan Williams, along with big man Matthew Moss, have spent their time in the rehab facility. But one notable injury is the left hand of star sharpshooting guard Brian Bomelu. The sprain occurred on January 10th, and the Houston native spoke on how difficult it is playing through a torn tendon in his left thumb.
I mean, since my injury coming back, it's been kind of hard, you know, getting back acclimated because I have to wear a protective tape on my thumb. So it's how that is. Like, the ball doesn't feel the same. It's kind of affecting my shot, but, you know, I just have to get used to it. But it'll all come around soon.
Playing basketball with a hand wrap seems odd. Physical therapist Paul Ducris also agreed. With 37 years of practice in the Acadiana area, he has seen this injury more than once. He mentioned how the sprained tendon to the non-shooting hand would affect his play.
The non-shooting hand is basically used to just support the bottom of the ball. If he can't supinate, that means turn his hand fully palm up to get that ball placed just right for his jump shots or even, you know, dribbling across to get a layup. If he's right-handed and it's his left hand that's sprained, he's not going to see too much of a drop-off in layups, but he's definitely going to see a little bit of a change in his set shot or his running jump shot.
And there has been a change indeed, shooting 4 of 13 since the injury from behind the arc. But Bomelu just says he needs time to adjust.
Yeah, it's real tough. I mean, you know, it feels like I'm wearing a boxing glove whenever I try to dribble with my left hand, so I can't completely feel the ball or whatever. But I feel like I can, you know, it just takes time. I just had to get used to it, having that on my hand. But
it seems as though the coach of the men's Raging Cajuns, Bob Marlin, has given Bomelu the green light to shoot the ball at will. And returning against conference opponents North Texas and Troy respectively, the 500-point Cajun scorer has averaged 17 points. The Cajuns faithful hopes he can just thumb through the pain as they ascend into the Sun Belt Conference Tournament in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hopefully the Cajuns can be a Cinderella story in the March Madness. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jared Reed.
All around the world. To the beach, y'all.
Louisiana Focus is a production of the Communication Department in the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It is produced in association with KRVS-FM.
Today's producer is Jared Reed, the director is Cody Sullivan, and the faculty advisor is Professor William Davey. I'm Lillian Brown.
And I'm Katie Mendoza. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week.